Hello, I'm Andy Hamer, and this is Dave Podmore's Cricket Fix.
Oh, and he's dropped it! Dave Podmore's put it down, he's dropped the drink tray, there's broken glass all over the pitch, there's barley water everywhere. Oh, just as England were about to regain the Ashes, this is absolute catastrophe for England.
They say I never give it less than 110%, but to be fair, I'm usually looking to give it 150% for 180, 190% of the time. If you work that out percent-wise, it'd probably come to somewhere 600, 700 and...
The umpire's giving him out. Yes, he's out! And Podmore doesn't like that. He doesn't like that at all, and... I'm afraid that's not acceptable on a cricket field. Or anywhere, really. It's, I just hope there are no youngsters watching.
Yeah, I don't know what the exact percentage effort would be. You'd have to ask the Boffins that, obviously. But cricket, obviously, very much like life. As you say, you have tea and lunch. Not breakfast, obviously, in the case of cricket. And sometimes it rains.
It's a glorious morning here at Lord's, and... there's some idiot running out onto the pitch. I don't know about you, Trevor, but I'm speechless. It's so unhappy. Oh, I do beg your pardon, everyone. It's David Podmore coming out to bat.
Suddenly, English cricket's back on the map with a spring in its step. Self-respect is in the air. Success is no longer a dirty word. How's this happened? I decided to get to know the man who embodies the new confidence more than any other, D.V. Podmore Esquire. And I can tell you that cricket's 2001 style is a 12-month commitment, as I discovered when I caught up with Pod in the dressing room in January.
Dave Podmore, the Baron Knights, and there's a door kid. This is your 5-minute call. 5 minutes, please, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you think appearing in pantomime is part and parcel of the modern game, Pod?
Very much so, Andy. I mean, it's not fashionable, view. Some of the current England squad never even bother to go to a panto. You know, can't seem to see the point of it. As far as they're concerned, cricket's just all, you know, batting, bowling.
Fielding?
Yeah, whereas Ian Botham, one of the finest all-rounders in the game. Wimbledon Theatre, 1989. Baron Beefy of How's That Hall, 8 shows a week. Jeff Boycott, again, you see, Leeds Playhouse, 1967. I mean, granted, took him a few hours to get the first bag of sweets out to the kiddies, but, well, Cinderella's never an easy show.
They should put that sort of thing in Wisdom.
Well, the Bedsit twins, front and back legs of the cow, Jack of the Beanstalk, 1948. Now, the difference, Andy, is that those guys probably had somewhere reasonable to change. Whereas, I mean, calling this a dressing room, well, that's the funniest joke in the show, is that. I mean, where am I supposed to hang these?
So you're saying more money should be pumped into pantomime facilities to allow cricketers to do themselves justice at the highest level?
$4,000 a week for this is just an absolute bloody disgrace. I mean, the point is, Andy, he's got no costume changes, but he's got the dressing room while I'm stuck in the broom cupboard.
He wouldn't fit in here, he's a horse.
I know Desert Orchid's a bloody horse, I'm not soft.
He wouldn't be able to get down the stairs from here.
Well, all right then, let's just have a look at the averages, shall we? Norwich Union League bowling, D.V. Podmore, 13 wickets at 63.48. How many wickets has Mr. Precious number one dressing room Desert Orchid got? Ooh, no wickets at all.
Yes, please, Mr. Podmore, Mr. Orchid.
Right, showtime, let's get this one over with.
Please, Mr. Podmore, Mr. Orchid and the Baron Knights.
He's only here because Red Rum's dead, he'd have had no chance about that.
All right, Desi, how you doing, mate? Only another 3 hours to go and it's nosebag time. Have a good one, Desi. Break a leg. Break 3 legs, you tosser. He's such a tosser, that boy.
Look who's coming, everyone. It's the famous medium-paced bowler for merry old England and Pumpkinshire, Dave Podmore.
You've got to say Huxley Durham, Trevor. Can you tell her? It's important. Give us that bag of sweets.
But Pod isn't going to put cricket back on its feet just by wearing a pair of tights. He has a business plan up his sleeve for Team England and Wales.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of people going on about English cricket being back on the pound seats and whatever, but for how long would be what I'd say to that, you know? Bloody speed bumps. Thank you very much, Mr. Straw. That is really going to help us win a lot of test matches, isn't it?
But we did, Pod. We've just won 4 test series in a row.
You say that, but those wins are history. As far as I'm concerned, history is what's in the past.
Which brings us on to the project most dear to your heart, Dave Podmore, Academy of Cricket Excellence.
Yeah, no, the Academy is about putting a bit back into the game, really, Andy. But what we're looking for, as I say, is a funding package in the region of 5, 6, 7, 8 million to, 15 million would be nice. So, how can you let yourself get like that? Do you see it?
Yeah.
Dear. Yeah, so we're talking to Richard Branson, Jill Dando Memorial Fund, and the Value Pet Foods UK boys are already on board for 40k.
£40,000?
Yeah. Well, it's tins of dog food, actually, but what it means, really, Andy, is that your inner city kid be able to come along to the academy, pay his money, and rest assured that his dog will be properly fed, and, well, let's face it, they are the future of the game, Andy.
Kiddies. Yes, that's good to hear.
Well, and dogs. You know, I mean, let's face it, it's a county cricketer. Most of your career, you'll be playing in front of two men and a dog, so, well, that's a third of your customer base for a start, so you'd be a fool to ignore that, Andy. Oh, God, I hate Saabs, I really do. What's he doing?
But Pod's Millennium Dream has yet to be realised, so in the meantime, he spreads his message tirelessly at grassroots level.
So, as I say, it's a great way of life. You meet a lot of top blokes, no shortage of fiancés, you can make a stack of cash, and pick up a serious quantity of nicknames if you play your cards, right? And we'll be getting on to card playing a little bit later on. So, you lot, what is the most important word in cricket?
Bat.
Wrong.
Ball.
Wrong.
Stump.
Wrong. You, what's your nickname?
I haven't got one, sir.
I haven't got one, sir! Well, you better go and stand in the corner then, over there with him, haven't you? Mr. No Card. Right. Most important word in a game of cricket begins with a C and an H. Any ideas, anybody?
No.
Right, so they obviously don't teach you anything yet. CH, corporate hospitality. Everybody?
Corporate hospitality.
That is pathetic. Louder.
Corporate hospitality.
Better. Now, these are the three R's of cricket. Corporate hospitality, nicknames, and practical jokes. So that's CHNPJ. Now, there is a fourth R, which is an N. Any ideas, anybody?
Nostril clearance
is correct. What's your nickname, dear?
Bennett Jonesy.
Very good, Bennett Jonesy. Why don't you just come on, stand up and come up here, see if you can give us a demonstration. Just put one finger up by the side of your nose and go on, see if you can hit the blackboard from there. Now that is a top effort, and a left-hander too. Very well done, Bennett Jonesy. All right, now, this great game of cricket of ours cannot survive without funding. So it's time to put your hands in your pockets while my very good friend Mr. Hamer comes round with the helmet. Thank you, Andy. All right, look, I'll take phone cards. Now, just while you're putting your money in, we've been doing a lot of theorising today. And the thing about theories is they don't mean a thing until you get out on the park. So let's get our coats on. Oh, thanks very much, Andy. And go outside. Hey, which clown's put a euro in here? Was it you? Come here! Now this is the most essential piece of equipment in the professional cricketer's panoply. And it is, anyone?
Daewoo pod?
Wrong, it is a Daewoo Laganza. 2.2, power steering, airbags, and Dave Podmore in large gold letters down both sides. And obviously on the bonnet there. Sponsored by Raypool Daewoo of Hinckley. And Raypool Motors are the premier family saloon and light commercial distributors in the East Midlands because they are all together now.
Nice people.
Can't hear you. Come on, look, it says on the boot.
Nice people, nice prices.
Right, better. Now, this is very much the professional cricketer's workstation. We've got everything you need for the game in this surprisingly spacious boot area. Note the little light here that should come on. Now, I want you to pay attention here because I'll be giving you a GCE question on these later. Right, we have got sweets, crisps, spare pants, frilly shirt and bow tie, and of course your pair of false breasts for the pre-match bonding. Hang on, these are hickeys. He's got mine then. Here, son, try these besides.
Pod, since we're outside, are you going to show the kids some cricket?
What?
Take them out to the playing field.
Sir, the land's been sold for a supermarket.
Well, that's a shame, a supermarket.
Have they got anyone to open it yet?
Nasser Hussain.
Oh, it's Nass, is it? Couldn't find anyone English then.
But in recent months, storm clouds have been gathering over our wonderful summer game. Things have moved on since the days of warm beer on the village green and the spinster cycling to Evensong. Nowadays, that spinster will be cycling across the village green to put on a spread bet.
So, Pod, match fixing. The blight of the modern game.
Are you going to give a signal? No, didn't think you were. Yeah, to be honest, Andy, I haven't really come across too much of it within the England setup, but obviously if I did, I would condone it out of hand. And it is sad.
Yep.
Oh, hello, Herschel. How are you diddling? Where are you, mate? Dunedin? Sounds like the name of someone's house. What is it, a test match or a one-dayer? Well, I don't know. Ask him yourself. No. This is nothing to do with me, Herschel. It's between yourself and Fat Mole.
Sure, this isn't Herschel Gibbs, who was reprimanded for taking bribes.
Well, why on earth would I know the code for Bombay, Herschel? Look it up in the phone book. Oh, I see. You're actually batting now. Oh, I see. Sorry. How many have you got? How many are you supposed to get? Oh, dear. You'd be better to carry on and try and win the Man of the Match award, then, wouldn't you? What do you win? What's the prize? Oh, bloody hell. Tread on your stumps, mate. I should. Look. I don't really want to have this conversation with you, Herschel. I'm stuck in traffic. It's pouring with rain. I'm trying to get to a warm-up match against Sussex. Sorry, bye.
It is a sad state the game's come to, when an international player stoops to throwing a match.
Yeah, for an electric blanket. I mean, it is sad. Oh, don't get me wrong, I'm not anti-betting. There's all sorts of ways to help spice up a game for the benefit of the punter and the gambling community at large.
So you're talking about the team selection and weather conditions?
Yeah, the sort of thing you'd pass on to any reporter.
But I suppose often you don't know if you're talking to a journalist from the Leicester Mercury or a Malaysian bookie.
That is the glorious uncertainty of the game, Andy. Yep. Oh, hello, Mo. Yeah, I've just been talking to him. He's in Dunedin, apparently. He's got 83. Yeah, I know, he's a law unto himself. Yeah, oh, he told you. Yeah, we're playing against Sussex. Yeah, no, the rain should ease up by dawn tomorrow, I think. Probably bringing a misty sort of start to the south coast with southeasterly gusts clearing most of that away by lunchtime. But you can't put that umbrella away just yet, I'm afraid, because those isobars will be packing in from the west, bringing the threat of another unsettled weekend. And that's all from me. Bye-bye.
So this is forecasting, not fixing.
Exactly, Andy, and that's the big difference. I mean, the way I look at it, if John Ketley gets well paid for what he does, I mean, no one's looking to put Suzanne Charlton in prison, are they? You know, so why shouldn't a professional cricketer be properly recompensed? You know, you've only got so long at the top, Andy. Yeah. You can easily pick up a niggle, and that's your weather forecasting career over for good. Hello, Hansie. No. Nichten. No, Hansie. Pod, Nerven, Chuckundy, Sussex warm-up match and Fontaine. No! And look, if you're talking to your mate Satan, yeah, tell him that lava lamp didn't work either.
Leaked all over the digibank,
did it? Oh, look, a cyclist on the road. What's the matter, sir? Something wrong with the pavement? Actually, you do have to be a bit careful, Andy. Yeah, having a bit of fun with him, nudge him on the pavement. Find yourself in court. Half of them are solicitors, you know, they can afford cars.
Pod is a true professional. He sees no shame in making a bob or two on or off the park. That's one of the guiding principles of the Dave Podmore Academy of Cricketing Excellence. When the history of the game comes to be written, the names of Hambledon and Lords may very well be joined by Unit 47, the Ashmead Trading Estate, Market Harborough.
Oh. Come on, Andy, two more on you there.
Oh. So, Pod, is this the kind of fitness regime you'll be putting the lads through?
No, it's just we've got to get this dog food shifted or we never get the photocopier in. No.
Is this a brand I've never come across before?
Whistle and Leash, yeah, it's specially designed for hunting dogs. Though for how long that'll be allowed in this police state they call a green and pleasant land is anyone's guess. But, yeah, it's a good all-round gristle-based dog food. Produced in more than one country, obviously, but so is the current England setup.
Well, doesn't seem to have done them too much harm.
Yeah, so you keep saying, Andy. Here, look, wipe your face with that.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Perhaps you could give us a guided tour of the Academy's facilities.
Well, resource management's still very much in the brainstorming stages, Andy, but we've got some very exciting ideas. This over here is the kitchen area, where students' dietary requirements will be taken care of according to the Dave Podmore fitness plan. Deep fat fryer, state-of-the-art microwave, walk-in fridge with ice-making facility, of course.
Yeah, and over here what? Batting track? Nets?
Close. Workstations for the marketing department, Andy, and the fundraising, sponsorship, car fleet, hospitality lasses database. Lots of laptops, we hope.
You're so well equipped in here, Pod. There's hardly going to be room to play cricket.
Well, you wouldn't play cricket in here, Andy. It's an outdoor game, in case you haven't noticed. Now, as I say, in here, this is offices, conference and banqueting. As regards the cricket, Andy, that you asked about, the lads at Carphone Universe at Unit 48 are very happy for me to paint some stumps on the garage door.
Well, why not? That's how Bradman started.
What, at Carphone Universe? No, oh, I didn't think they'd been going that long. Ah, got facts coming through. Now, this could be very good news. Who's this? It's from Nigriv.
Yeah, it's Virgin Pod. It's coming through upside down. Oh. Could this possibly have anything to do with your application for funding?
Yep, this will be old Beardy giving us the green light. Sir Beardy, indeed. So, how much we got, then? You see, he hasn't even signed it, though. Now, I think that is bad manners. I mean, it's all slapping each other on the back when you play for the Lord's Taverners with him, but, I mean, when it comes... You know, I even let him tip Jackie upside down.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pod.
Probably just as well. He's only sent the money on one of his trains. Still be stuck at crew. Or in a hot air balloon halfway to China.
But D.V. Podmore is not a gentleman who allows himself to become downcast for long. He knows that fundraising, like cricket, is a game of ups and downs as well as ins and outs. Pod's typically combative response to this latest setback is to open his diary and find some extra dates for his celebrated roadshow. As it says on the poster, 3 to 4 hours of no-holds-barred adult entertainment.
Yeah, no, I've been doing the roadshow for a good few years now.
I gather not all local authorities approve of it.
It's a bit cheeky, Andy, I'll admit, in parts. But it's also a chance for me to hear the wide-ranging views of Mr. John Bloke, Esquire. And my experience, Blokey's a guy you can usually count on to put it there or thereabouts, opinion-wise. So, if you read The Guardian, or any other up-the-bum organs of political correctitude, I'll kindly ask you to stay at home watching E4. Jackie! Where's my colour bonds? See, you can't leave anything anywhere, it just disappears. I mean, she says it's in the drawer. Well... You know, you went to college, Andy. Can you see a pink cummerbund in there?
No, Pod.
Jackie! Oh, that drawer. Oh. Sorry for not being telepathic. Right. Ooh, bloody hell, I've put some pounds on.
You certainly like to do things with style, Pod.
Yeah, I'm not ashamed of being called a bit of a showman. So we got the old top hat and spats here. Hangman's noose, Ash's video. Jackie! What have you done with the barge pole, love?
Barge pole?
She's tidied it away somewhere.
Well, Pod, you've certainly got it all. Beautiful home, this superb carport, an attractive wife, Jackie, 5 lovely dogs. Cricket's been pretty good to Dave Podmore.
Yeah, I think the point is Dave Podmore's been very good indeed to cricket, and now it's payback time.
Fair enough.
And, well, that's what the roadshow's all about, really. Hopefully we'll raise a shedload for the Academy too. Oh, almost forgot. Andy, yeah. Back of the garage, just on top of the freezer there,
yeah.
Photo of Jill Dando.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Got it.
Good, don't want to go without her.
So this is part of the show as well. Do you have strong ties with the Jill Dando Foundation?
I hope to have, Andy. Jill and me went back a long way, played a lot of charity cricket together, and I think she would have wanted to throw a bit of cash my way. So that's why I'm dedicating these roadshows to her.
I expect people all over the country to respond very warmly to that.
You'd have thought so, Andy, but when I do the show on Merseyside, I find you get a lot more in the bucket if you dedicate the show to the late Bill Shankly.
Really?
Anywhere in the home counties, well, still got to be Diana.
Of course. Ah. What a splendid barge pole.
Yes, I'd have to agree with you there, sir. And what's more, I'd be prepared to pull the rope for people who are cruel to human beings as well as animals. So, animal abusers, another group of people I wouldn't touch with this barge pole. That no smoking sign up there, as you can see, well within reach of my barge pole, but you could get a trolley full of duty-free fags through the gap. A couple of feet at least. That is, if you're still allowed to say feet without Mr. Blair's metric police coming down on you like a ton of bricks. Whoop, there I go again. 87.5 kilograms of bricks. Sorry, officer. Whereas with this photo of Jill Dando here, you see, you'd struggle to get a fag paper between the end of my barge pole and the late Jill, to whom this show is sadly dedicated. Hello. A couple of late arrivals. Come on a virgin train, did you? What was it? Balloon on the track? Poor bastard. Hope you use the disinfectant bucket on the way in. You can catch all sorts off their seats, so I hear. OK. Next question. Gent in the diamond pattern sweater with the neck brace. You, sir.
Does Pud think that our players show enough national pride in playing for England, and how important is it?
How important is pride?
Yeah.
It's omnipotent, my friend. I think you put your finger on it, sir, and if I could just take a minute here to talk about pride, and in particular a certain gentleman who had it in bucket loads. someone by the name of my belated father. Could you just slot in the Ashes video, Barry, my friend? Dad's no longer with us, sadly, as it happens, but Dave Podmore Sr. had a lifelong love affair with the game, and it was his last wish to have his ashes scattered over the nursery end at Lord's, so it was a very special moment for both of us, really, on the third day of the South African Test 1994, when, if you remember, Mike Atherton bent down, picked Dad up and put him in his pocket. Now, if you look at the big screen here, you can see Athers just rubbing Dad onto the ball, hands the ball to Goffey. He's also got just a few specks of Dad on his fingers. Is it? Yeah, that's Dad. I recognise the old bugger anyway. And there's Dad just being clattered past Thorpey, who's at a sort of deep, backward, pointish sort of position. And I think that's what Dad would have wanted. Ball tampering? I don't think so. Sorry, everybody. But, you know, what I'd say is that with a bit more of Dad's kind of pride in the England dressing room, the team would be back where it belongs, ahead of Bangladesh and level with Zimbabwe in the PricewaterhouseCoopers and Lybrand Provisional World Rankings. Right, thank you. We haven't had a question about the Pakistanis for a while. You, sir, with the black glove and the BOAC airline bag, you've been trying to get in for a while. There you are, Andy. Mr. Bojangles special. Get your broadcasting gear around that.
Lovely. You're right, Pod. There was nothing politically correct about that performance.
On the contrary, Andy, I think you find most people thought what I said was very correct indeed. Correct? To the point, needed saying, loud and clear.
Some people might go so far as to call you the Eminem of cricket.
Who?
You know, the guy who comes on stage carrying a chainsaw.
I went on with a fly mow once when I was doing a garden centre promotion. Lutterworth, I think.
Sounds like he stole his entire act from you.
Hang on, Andy. Hello? Oh, hello, Jackie. Yeah, of course I'm all right. Why? I don't know. What's the time, Andy? About 10 to 2, something like that?
About that.
Oh? No, I am not pumping that slapper from Scrumpy Jack in the toilet at Cinderella Rockefeller's. I am making a documentary series for BBC Radio 4 at Mr. Bojangles' Nightery. Thank you. Do you record Granada Men and Motors? Are there any messages? Yeah? There's one from the Jill Dando Fund.
Whoa.
Oh, really? Well, not even a couple of grand. You'd have thought they'd have sent a signed video or something, wouldn't you? So wrong. All right. No idea. I'll be back when I'm home.
So another disappointment on the academy front, Pod.
Personally, I thought she was overrated. As far as charity cricket's concerned, if you're looking for a left-armer, knows how to use the new cherry, it's got to be Judith Chalmers every time. I mean, let's face it, Andy, even Thora Hurd could get it down the other end quicker.
The whole future of English cricket hangs in the balance. Pod is still looking for that elusive 5, 6, 7, 8 million to fund his dream, the Dave Podmore Academy of Cricketing Excellence. Today, Pod's come to London's Westminster to present his case to the Minister for Sport.
Do you realise how much the parking's going to cost me if I'm in there for an hour? 16 quid! Make that 8 million and 16 quid, please, Minister. God, this bloody place. I'll tell you, I wish I had my barge pole.
So what will you be saying to the Minister, Pod?
Well, I'll be saying, Andy, that it's crunch pudding time, really. We've got to put our hands up or we won't get to the party. And the way I see it, English cricket's staring down both barrels of a bottomless doldrum. And if we don't hit our straps soon, we're going to be in the brown stuff big star.
Spare change.
Oh, thanks. Andy, go and stick that in the meter, will you? It's not much, but it'll give us another 30 seconds.
The Minister will see you now.
Good luck, Pod.
Bloody hell, it's a woman. Hello, love. I thought I was meeting the Puff.
So, Pod, very much a champagne moment.
Oh, yeah, obviously, boys' own fairy tale storybook stuff. Ken Follett couldn't have written it.
What did it actually feel like when Kate Hoey said she'd give you £35 million?
Yeah, no, I was ever so pleased when Hoey gave me the nod, grabbed the desk lamp, ran around the office, kissed the floor. I mean, you're just proud to have done yourself justice, really.
£35 million does seem an awful lot of money. What do you think swung it, Pod? Was it the business plan?
We didn't have a business plan as such, Andy, as you know. But she liked the idea of taking the game into the future. And the logo. She liked that. All the consultants, the catering task force, that went well. And, of course, she was a woman. You can call me sexist, but our friends the ladies like to look at a cricketer's rear end. Fact of life, Andy. So set out my stall to show my wares, if you see what I mean. I sort of, well, did you ever see that film with Sharon Stone?
You didn't.
Well, like that, but in reverse, and with pants on, obviously. You get the idea?
Just trying to picture it. So when do you get the cheque?
As soon as I can raise the other £35 million to match it.
So, yet another mountain for Dave Podmore to climb on behalf of English cricket.
Yeah, it's going to be a black tie celebrity mountain climb with Brian Blessed. We're doing Ben Nevis, 5 or a foot. I mean, we could be looking at 250k. Also, we'll be having a family fun day here at the Academy, so we'll have things like rides in my car, memorabilia, and we've got the very first mobile phone that Hansi Cronje ever took a bong on. Sir Donald Bradman's back.
Cool.
Well, hopefully, the late Sir Donald himself, if we can get Ice World at Unit 41 to lend us the refrigeration unit.
Any more pantomimes in the pipeline?
Very much so, yeah. I've been offered Windsor with Redgrave and Pinson and the other two, you know. Puss in Boats.
Not Puss in Bats, then?
No. There's no arguing with Sir Stephen Five Olympic Gold Medals Redgrave. I mean, quite what he's doing there in the first place. I don't know. He says, shoot me if I ever appear in another panto again. But, well, there
sounds like you'll be pushed
probably
to find
time. Probably want his boat in there with him as well.
Sorry. Like you'll be pushed to find time to play in a cricket pod.
Yeah, I'd love to, Andy. It's just a question of fitting it all in.
And finally this week, a word of reassurance to Radio 4 Longwave listeners. Whatever his commitments to the future of English cricket, Dave Podmore is determined to find time for an appearance on Test Match Special. Along with cake, pigeons and buses, the pod blooper is one of the enduring sounds of an English summer.
And Capel coming in again from the Warwick Road end, bowling once again with his great big hairy cock hanging out. Bowling around the wicket, I should say. Sorry, it didn't come out quite right. Capel comes in to bowl.
What's going
Dave Podmore would like to thank Chris Douglas, Andrew Nichols, Nick Newman and Richard Wilson for their help in making this programme, which is brought to you by Raypool Deyu of Hinckley. Nice people, nice prices.